This episode sponsored by Lease End. Before you return your leased car, stop. You could be handing back the exact car you should keep. If you already love the car in your driveway, Lease End makes buying it out simple. No dealership pressure, no back and forth, just a straightforward way to keep the car you already know and trust. Tell Lease End what you're driving, and Lease End handles the financing, so you can buy it out quickly, often with better terms than the dealership. Why give back the car you already love? With Lease End, you can keep what's already yours in every way that matters. Visit leaseend.com. That's leaseend.com before your lease is up. Lease End. Keep the car. Skip the dealership.
This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to goodranchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Got out of the house last night. A little fantasy football draft, of course.
Of course.
And I go, first time ever. It's amazing how it's evolving. First time ever in our whole relationship, you go, I cannot wait to be by myself. First time ever. You just said that. We hear it. Yeah.
And then I kind of backtracked and said, but it would be great if you were here too. I just
wouldn't talk to you. What'd you do? I came home. You had some kind of chick flick on, and we had made cookies earlier with the kids, and I counted. You had five?
I had maybe five, yeah.
Five? Did you really have five?
I think
and
I did.
And a milkshake,
yes.
Milkshake and five cookies.
Yeah.
And I watched a rom-com.
Because I decided I'm not going to have any more. I'm not sure exactly. Anyways, I'm going to go try and be a little healthier 2 months out. Just try to get it together. There's still flies in the studio.
That one just mocked you right in front of your eyes.
It really did. There's no, oh my gosh.
That's it. That's going to be that's the first fly I've seen fly in our house today. So we got rid of them.
Yep.
Shout out. What is it called? Biodrain?
Biodrain.
Pour it down all your drains. Mm-hmm. And what was the other thing called?
Alpine.
Alpine 15.
Something like that, yeah.
Some kind of spray you spray and the flies eat it and die.
Two different exterminators recommended.
So there you go. You learn everything on this podcast. How to get rid of pests in the form of flies. Children pests you have to keep.
Yes, because they're not pests.
And we just had a great Labor Day weekend. We had more pests come stay with us.
Stop calling them pests.
Oh, sorry. Kids, and I love them so much. We had the best time ever. Dude, I'm sorry. It's the next level when grandma and grandpa, they come and you go, oh, our parents come and they help so much. And they lay down. They go, I got nothing left. And you know, these children are beaten down. Multiple adults are just going, I give up. But we had a great weekend, and now football's back in September. It's getting a little cool breeze in the air.
Today,
I'm all, oh,
it is
I
going
can't
to be
wait.
100 degrees today.
But. Oh, I feel a little breeze. I don't know. A little breeze this morning. You could feel it. Okay. It's coming.
Okay.
Leaves are changing. I got pumpkin spice latte energy. Shout out Starbucks. Yes, I had a million people message me that I was on a commercial. But we have a great episode for y'all. Thanks for coming on back. A lot to talk about, more submissions, correct opinions, and what do you have to tell? Do you have an announcement or anything?
We're just getting that
right after
the
roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
So funny too when you tell your kids, like, you have a language with your own child and they tell strangers it. Thomas keeps telling people, like, he loves saucy salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what in the world is he talking about? It's like, the sauce makes, we like salmon and the sauce makes it saucy salmon. Do you ever have saucy salmon?
Yeah. People are like, well, what are you talking about?
But shout out Factor. That's how we discovered his love for salmon. One of the few foods he loves.
Yes.
So Factor is great for that. It's great for easy, you know, you just warm it up in the microwave. Delicious. They got healthy stuff. Everything you need to meet your goals. They've 75 banned ingredients, over 175 banned ingredients. I'm sorry. So they're very much supported for a healthier lifestyle. And you get to pick your meals every week, sends it right to you, fresh. You microwave it, eat it. It's healthy. It's delicious. Easy.
Which we love.
Staple in this home.
Yeah.
So if you've never tried it, we have a great offer for y'all. So if you want to try some Factor, chef-crafted, dietitian-designed, ready-to-eat meals, let's eat real. Head to factormeals.com/correctopinions50 off and use code correctopinions50 off to get 50% off and one free breakfast item per box for 1 year while supplies last until October 31st. Crazy offer, 50% off. Once again, that's factormeals.com/correctopinions50 off and use code correctopinions50 off. That's 50 off. Correctopinions50OFF. You get 50% off plus one free breakfast item per year, per box for a year. That's code CREDITOPINIONS50 off. Go now. You are welcome. See website for more details. Hope back to school is going well for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little break. Kids get some energy out. Hope it's cute when kids are at the age where they're enjoying it.
Yes. Thomas like sang a little song. I think that it was like he was learning vowels. I was shocked.
Come on.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time I loved school. There's a time I didn't. Summer was always awesome. Summer meant freedom. No homework, no teachers, no school. And as adults, summer still means freedom thanks to Mint Mobile's summer sale. Guys, you still get in on the summer sale. Mint Mobile. All right. So if you're looking they'll save a little coin. And you still want your phone to work the way it does. Well, I got good news for you. Right now, all of Mint's plans are $15 per month. Even the unlimited. Wow. So free yourself from big wireless and their gimmicks and gotchas and switch to Mint for high-speed data and coverage on the T-Mobile 5G network. $15 a month. I've been a proud repper of Mint Mobile for years. They sponsored the podcast over the years. It works great. T-Mobile 5G network, $15 a month. Get your new wireless plan for $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/tray. That's mintmobile.com/tray. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/tray. That's it. There's no catch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, and $108 for 12 months. Plan required, $50 a month equivalent. Tax and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabyte may slow when network is busy. Includes up to 20 gigabyte hotspot. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage vary. See mintmobile.com. September is upon us. My daughter's birthday month, right? Dude, it's... No, dad... Do you know all the birthdays of all your nieces and nephews and in-laws? No. No, we shouldn't be. We started talking about holidays a little bit. What are we going to do for Christmas? And number one, I go, this is my new thing. I go, well, my opinion doesn't matter. The women are going to decide. So would you like it? And then my sister goes, well, no, that's not what. And then I gave my opinion. She goes, I'm going to have to disagree with that.
Yeah.
I go, yeah. We have a group text with parents group texts, moms and dads. What do we think about this? I tried to throw an opinion. I swear multiple women just disliked it. I go, you just let us know what you decide, ladies. That's what's part of it.
You kind of run it, huh?
You've been doing this. As much as we want to elevate men and, oh, they're incompetent. Well, maybe you ladies keep us incompetent. Ooh, how about that? Because I've spoken a few times. And what happened? Oh, this morning, we're getting ready for school. Okay, we got to pack the lunch. The kids need diapers in their little backpacks. And you pull out a diaper and you go, I told you they need their name on the diaper. And I go, flip the diaper around. And she just turned it. It said Eva on it. I go, ha!
You got me there.
It's like the fifth time this weekend where you go, I just walk out somewhere and you go, oh my gosh, where's Miles? I go, he's asleep. I got him on the monitor. You think I just leave children around?
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
It's your gut reaction. You don't ultimately believe that, but for a second you go, oh my gosh, where's our child? I go, I know where our child is. So that's my new theory. You ladies like us dumb.
It is a tough, I do think it's a tough line we have to balance because I do think.
Because there one out of 100 times I could actually forget a child.
Yeah, there is.
So it's in the back of your mind too.
There is a a level of, if we kind of keep like dominating you in that way, then we just always get our way, right? So that's kind of, but also we do want you to know how to do things and help. So it's a tricky line that we walk, really.
It's right. It's like a, very much of raising a child. You want to let them figure things out and grow up, but you don't want them to be so independent, you know, you can't control them.
Yes.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
So that's why I knew I was going to be good at parenting, because I had you to practice with for a few years.
Right. And you do, I can't believe you have the energy to parent me after all that, but you are manipulating me constantly and you do a great job. I came home from the fantasy football draft. We met, you know, it was a few hour thing. I had a couple ice cold beers and I come home and I don't know if a woman, I'm getting a woman who's going, get away from me. Your breath reeks. You reek of beer. Get out of the bed. Or when you were like, come here. I missed you. And that's terrifying. And I like it.
You do.
As I walk in, I go, well, who knows?
It keeps you on your toes.
Did you eat? I bet you ate some greasy food, didn't you? Or
you actually did not. Let's make some cookies. You actually did not smell last night. I think that the beer is the best. It's not, it doesn't linger on your breath as much as, like, I feel like when you like have a cocktail.
Interesting.
Like you lay down and you're like, oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there. We went to some, you know, bar restaurant. And they had this kind of back room and they double booked it. So as a group of us dudes, which as much as I love fantasy football, I do, you sit, there's 12 dudes who all are so white and regular looking with their laptops at a bar. And there is a moment where you reflect and I go, this is kind of humiliating. This is embarrassing. I go, I'm 34, 33, however old I am. Just a group of.
Why'd you guys do it in public?
I don't know. I'm starting to feel that way more and more. Maybe we do this in private, guys.
Yeah, I think it's a private thing.
And they double booked it. There was another fantasy draft happening right across from us, group of like 60-year-old men and women. And they had a sheet taped up on the wall. They were, Nancy, it's your pick. Nancy, Marshawn Lloyd was just picked. It's up to your pick now.
How long did that take them to do that? I mean,
a long time, because they were halfway through when we got there and they barely beat us. We almost caught up to them.
That sounds painful.
But yeah, I thought of that. But we had a great time. And
do you think you got a winning team?
Oh, yeah. Easily. Easily.
Wow.
Bring home the bacon for you.
Wow.
But we had a great Labor Day weekend. Hope the Rexies did as well.
Mm-hmm.
What we went to a, it's funny the difference, because my sister, she brought her kids, we had a great time, and every parent has their different ways of doing things. You know, we're not a morning family, we stay up later, so they'd be up, they want to get places, and so we compromise, and we're big on just chilling at the house, but they wanted to go to one of these kid play places, and I'm starting to think I'd rather just go hang out with Satan than go to these places. Yeah, let's just go to his house instead. These places?
I mean,
you see children, you go, does this belong to anyone?
There was a girl. There was two things specifically that I saw that I was like, what are we doing? You know, they had kind of like one of those big like water table essentially things. And there was a 6-year-old girl running around and dunking her head in it, face first, just like face planting.
Just bobbing for apples.
And I'm looking around. I don't see a single, single adult like trying to be like, don't do that. That's gross or anything. And then I look over and there's benches next to this water table thing. And there was an adult asleep.
A grandma.
Dead like this, asleep with her feet up like that. I was like, what is happening here?
Not dead serious. Just so packed busy. Saturday morning, 80-year-old woman. Again, I go, is she watching
alive?
A child here? Or she's grabbing some AC. We go to the basketball place. There's like an 8-year-old boy. He's kicking soccer balls at the basketball goal. You're like, it's like you're getting receiving bombs from the enemy. We went over to this other play place. A kid's trying to like yank our stroller to the ground. You're like, hey, okay, hey, I can't reprimand a stranger.
There was like a kind of like, you know, stadium type seating at the sports area. And we had Miles in the car seat and I was kind of standing there next to him. And this woman like sat essentially next to his car seat, like facing him. And I was like,
get out.
What are you doing?
Saw these humans. They had showered in what looked like days. I'm talking about the parents. I mean, it is a wild experience.
You do see more of the flies in real life at these places.
Yes.
We have one in Liberty that's, I mean, we're batting 1,000 on getting sick for a minute every time we come home.
I don't say that because I'm really.
Every birthday is there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're holding out. We're on day, let's see, went Saturday. Today's Tuesday. Knock on wood. So far, we're okay.
Yeah. Our kids were playing in the water table where the girl was hacking her spit into it, probably. Oh, yeah.
This is ours.
That's yours? Okay. So are you a fan of this? Or
no,
you?
It's. Anytime we get an invite from there, it's like, oh, thank you so much. Like
some out of a horror.
Are those
movie.
Like just their blow up slides?
Yeah, and then they have like a Western theme on the other side.
Okay. Yeah, it's
This is like the other side, but
wild, dude.
It should not. I don't know. Some department of government needs to inspect these places.
Yeah, it's just so gross. Just running around. It's fun. Just watching other kids is funny, you know.
Yeah.
Daughter's trying to found a slide she likes, trying to go down. This random 5-year-old boy's like crawling up at his dad. Get back here, Hudson! Get back here! He's like, no, he runs off.
It is funny watching our kids are so.
Even like, got doused with water at the water
she
table.
Did.
Some girl just turned and hosed her down. Eva looks at you; she's dripping wet. The dad's like, "Sorry, what are we doing here?"
It's funny to see the kids. Like our kids are. They're also little, but they're like shy and like staying near us. And then you watch, there was that one little girl that she was actively running from her parents everywhere. We saw them in different areas and everywhere we went, it was like, she was like parkouring everything around her and like running from her parents.
Oh.
I was like, oh, wow. That's a lot.
It's quite an experience. So you do what you got to do. It was hot out. Get a little energy out. The Chick-fil-A in the lobby, nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're nursing in like a chair made for a 4-year-old.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
What an experience. Yeah, I got sick a little last week.
Yeah,
you did. That's when you're this busy, you kind of like, I think I was sick Tuesday and then I felt better Wednesday, then really sick Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And I woke up Friday, fly in the coffee.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Oh, it's protein. That's protein. Like you just swallowed it?
No, I did not swallow it, but it was like looking at me as I was taking a sip.
Not a vegetarian anymore.
Yeah, what's your deal? Would you eat bugs?
No.
We had one of the biggest fights ever when the pescatarian thing wears on me.
Does it?
And we were somewhere at a nice French restaurant. We got escargot, snails. Derek, for in layman's terms. You ever had a snail?
Not once.
So she ate the snails. And I pause. I go, so.
I tried a snail. Yes.
I go, so you eat snails? You go, I don't know. And I go, walk me through that. Do you eat only fish? Do you eat snails?
A snail does seem way closer to a fish than a chicken.
And then we just had this big argument over whether or not your diet allows for snails. And then I was like, you're a phony.
And I said, I'll do what I want.
And you're never. Oh, it just gets me upset thinking about it. Now we have kids and we're cooking. You'll never do chicken or you won't do it.
I mean, I have.
No. I mean, do it. Hey, we're having chicken for dinner and you eat it.
I don't know.
Steak.
I never say never. Steak. I'm totally out on red meat.
Why?
It's so good.
Let's break this down. Yeah.
I don't, even when before I became pescatarian, I didn't like it. I mean, that boils down to that. Steak just grossed me out a lot.
Grosses you out?
Yeah.
That's so, okay. So you're picky. That's worse.
I'm not picky.
That's weird,
listen,
and picky. Oh,
I would eat it when it was served to me. I wasn't pushing it away. But then when I made my decision to be healthier and not eat it.
That's not healthier.
It is.
No.
It is.
RFK Jr. would disagree.
Oh, okay.
That's really good for
you. Whose blood
work? There's no excuse why you can be the steak every now and then.
Yes, you could eat it and still be healthy, but I just, I don't.
You know how RFK's voice got like that? Asparagus. Got lodged in his throat wrong. What? Steak wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, no one's ever choked on steak before. You're the tickly part of the asparagus? No one's ever choked on steak before.
You're the tickly part of the asparagus?
Yeah.
Damaged it.
Really?
That's like, okay, like we go to a fancy steakhouse, A5 Wagyu. This bite right here is $50. You put it in your mouth, you'd go, ew. Deal? We try that.
I don't want
the next
that.
Time. It doesn't matter what you want. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. You make me do stuff I don't want.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
Eat a bunch of fish. That's I can't believe how much fish I get.
That's good for you.
Mercury. Abe Lincoln went mad because of it.
Okay, if you're eating the wrong fish.
I know history.
The Civil War had something to do with that too.
Yeah,
it wasn't just how much fish he was eating. Abe Lincoln did not go crazy from fish.
From mercury. It was mercury in the top hats.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
What?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Come on. Derek's going to look it up. And you're going to look pretty foolish here on this podcast because you don't know basic history.
I don't.
About how there's mercury in Abe Lincoln's top hat.
I don't know that.
Hmm. Aren't you related to him? You're both huge.
I can't say that I am. No.
He was really tall. What are you and our daughter going to be really giant? I mean, the boys are going to be like regular.
Maybe.
I wouldn't like that. I want them to get some of that height.
I mean, you're not short.
Thank you. Thanks, Queen.
You're not. I mean, you're taller than me.
There's no way I made all this up. Are you seeing anything, Derek?
No, and I'm.
Lincoln was severely hung depression. No, not from fish, Derek, from a top hat. Did Dabling go crazy from mercury in his top hat?
Why would there be mercury?
And should we bring back the top hat?
And a top hat.
If we go to a fancy, we have a black tie wedding coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Top hat? Do I pop out in a top hat?
No.
No, but if I did it right?
No.
Where do you buy a top hat?
I don't think they sell them anymore.
No, he did not go crazy from mercury in his top hat. That's all it says.
How would you have mercury someone in your top
knows,
hat?
That someone make knows sense. What I'm talking about, dude.
That doesn't make sense.
I love history. I don't.
Where would mercury be in a top hat? I don't. It's made out of cloth.
Did top hats used to have mercury? Yes. In the 18th and 19th centuries, hat makers used mercuric nitrate to process animal fur into felt,
okay.
Especially for high quality hats like top hats.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, it's strongly associated with the phrase mad as a hatter. So thank you. There's some way that I'm not completely making this up and wrong, okay. And we'll good move job. On. But someone will fix it in the comments.
Wait, did I just drink more? I did just drink more of the coffee. Mm. I already forgot about the fly. Okay, I'm going to move this.
Yeah, would you eat... what's like a bug? What's like another... Would you eat snails again?
I'm dead
serious. You and I, we're planning next year. This is our life right now. 11 months from now, we're going to go on a vacation for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next time we're going to go to a nice dinner, I bet.
Yep.
And so, and when we do, we're going to sit down and there's going to be, I'm sure someplace we go, we'll have very high quality cut of a steak. You eat a bite.
No, thank you.
No trip.
Okay, I'll pay for it.
Hmm?
Hmm?
With what money?
Our money.
Yeah, it was our money, but you don't know how to get it.
Oh, I do.
What, really?
No.
I love our life.
I know who to text to get it.
Mm-hmm. We're kidding. You have access.
I do.
I mean, kind of, but like it would take you a few hours to probably know where it is. But.
Yeah, I lost the logins.
Okay, let's read some correct opinions.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to recap?
pretty much it.
Kind of just doing the same deal, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. My Oklahoma State Cowboys. I'm a huge Oklahoma State guy. We have a whole OSU family. My parents went there, my sister, my brother-in-law. My mom came with cute OSU outfits for all of the grandkids. Mm-hmm. Of course, our daughter, side note, our daughter, I guess girls, it's innate. She's not even two, and you have to obey her with the clothes she wears. She's like, not that one. Yes, that dress, not that dress. And we're putting her foot down sometimes, but you go, man, it's wearing us down. And my mom got her a little cute OSU cheerleading outfit. She's like, no, wear that dress.
I actually thought I thought it was pretty funny because she was in a like yellow and white dress just that day she was. And that's like Georgia Tech's colors, gold and white. And so I did think it was funny.
Georgia Tech lost in devastating fashion.
I know. But at least they...
Not even your team's... Oklahoma State is the laughingstock of all of college football. We've lost 21... I've thought of this. The day of my daughter's two-year-old birthday party, that Saturday, is the first chance. It's possible on that Saturday of her two-year-old birthday party, Oklahoma State will get the first FBS win of her entire life.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I'm... And it sucks because I've been so happy as I've gone on through life. My sports fandom, I go, they're children. They're 20-year-old boys. Mm-hmm. NFL, 28-year-old boy. I got a whole life to live. I enjoy it. I follow it. Doesn't affect me. Mm-hmm. I mean, for 18 hours, I couldn't shake it. I was so upset by it. I go, why do I care about this so much?
You did hide it pretty good. There was a few, you kind of like snapped a couple times and I was like, what's you're a little on edge right now.
I was probably just kind of tired too, a little ill. That's not why I was snapping, but it was just.
It wasn't when I asked you about, because we had pizza. So I was like, oh, I kind of want a beer. And I was like, there's not really any good beers in there. And you were like, just look in the fridge. They're in the fridge. I was like, oh my gosh. It wasn't that mean, but it was, I was kind of like.
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was just, I was ill and the general fatigue of our lives. But it was a very classic moment where I could just, I know you. It was basically like, hey, I looked for 4 seconds, couldn't find it, help. And I go, they're in the fridge, go. And you go,
well, you're the,
and then you already, that's the best.
You're this the best
is when I know I'm right. And it's so Katie, I go, there's beers in there, go look. And you go, no, there's not. And then I stop and I go, there is. They're in there.
They were all inspired. I don't know what else to say.
Open fridge, eyes, look, grab.
There were a bunch of expired beers.
Oh, that's what you did that set me off. By the way, some of those are expired. You're checking the dates. Don't tell me my beers are expired. They never expire.
One expired in 2020.
And I bet it's delicious.
That is too old.
Alcohol doesn't expire. And this is what I don't need. I don't need my wife going in my beer fridge saying the dates on these are expired. Yeah, well, let me be the judge of that. Let me be the judge of my own. I don't go through your makeup products and go, this one's bad.
Yeah, because I wouldn't let that happen.
Well, I don't go through your makeup stuff and go, this brand I heard isn't FDA approved anymore. What? I don't know.
You don't know.
Well, you spent a while ripping on Katie for not eating red meat. Wanting a beer? That's awesome.
Yes.
That's cool. Like,
Katie
and
does.
Acknowledging that at
and
all.
That is one of my favorite things when Katie goes, I kind of want a beer. I go, oh, fun. And then she's like, help me, Trey. And then I feel like a man. I go, you're going to want this beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually you are the keeper of the alcohol of the house. You always buy it. You know where it is. You know what we have. So I usually do come to you. I have no idea what alcohol we have in this house. You're like, oh, yeah, I have these or that. So I was kind of hoping you were going to say like, oh, I have these like better ones here.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you could have maybe just said those words to me. That would have maybe made all that easier. But next time, I'll read your mind better next time.
Thank you.
No worries. My correct opinion.
Okay.
My correct opinion is cars have too much tech and are only making the experience worse. And it's out of control. I turn on my car in the garage. Beep, 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 beep. Shut up, car. I know how to go in and out of a garage. Anywhere you do. The Tesla, just driving. It'll just be like, there's a car in front of you! There's a car in front of you! I know there's a car in front of me. Just starts screaming at you. And I just miss the day. They're touch screens. It's dangerous. I'm like, you have to delicately touch.
I think give the, me a, the touch screen on a car button. Is very dangerous. Mm-hmm.
And that's all they're doing. They go, hey, what if we just upgrade our car? It has four screens in it now. I just need buttons. I just want to click on the AC. I have to like, it's like I'm playing like a game.
Navigate
through it.
I agree with that.
They're making it, the whole experience more difficult, not helping anything. And we need to go back in time a little bit. Man, do you remember? I remember getting that upgrade from my very first car when I was 16 to, you know, when I got something when I was in college or after college, and I could Bluetooth my phone to the car, and you go, whoa, no more CDs. Mm-hmm. That was special.
I do. I mean, having the map on
CarPlay is fun.
Yeah, having the map on the screen is good. I think that's kind of the extent of what I need the screen for.
100%.
Yeah.
Some of the, and then there, it's like, what are, no one wanted the, yeah. Just get, let me get back. Let me crank that Prindle. And now it's
called a Prindle.
You, every car you get in, you know, my parents got a nice car. Like I got a rental sometime that's nice. And you're like, how do I put it in park? Every car at any of our time, the thing is either here, you'll into P. And it's like you got to press a button to park it.
Yeah.
Or like you twist a knob. And you, that's annoying, dude. Mm-hmm. Our car the other day, fancy. I go, oh, what? I parked a little too far. Let me just hop in really quick and reverse it 8 inches. So I hop in with the door open, reversed. And I think there's some automatic, like you try to reverse or drive this with the door open. It was like emergency brake locked it all up. And I'd spend a full 5 minutes trying to figure out how to get the emergency brake off. I was sitting in there pressing, but again, I'm like, this shouldn't. And again, it was just, it's just like a little like, I'm looking for some crank or big. I just feel like it's more dangerous too. You know, look at, oh man, my brakes are out. Where's the emergency brake? No, you want to feel like you're cranking a e-brake down.
Yeah.
My neighbor got a device that makes it so it doesn't do the automatic stop and start when you stop at a light.
Oh my God. When a car does that,
But his also will potentially like show that the trunk is open, like that little thing that he got to fix that. Oh. So like, you know, Ever's trying to hack the whole system of.
Wow. Yeah, I remember when I first got my Tesla, I was like, oh, this is so cool. I want to click it on and not drive it. But then they're big on, you know, make sure you're on the wheel and we need to feel that you're on it. And I went on, I didn't do this because like, this is crazy, but there's like people selling on eBay. Like some kind of like weight that was like perfectly engineered. Like if you clip this to the wheel, it makes you think you're driving, so you can completely not drive.
So dangerous. And I was like, that's crazy.
I was like, I'm not getting that off eBay. That's kind of crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
We're there with a lot of things in life where you can't. They're about to announce the phone. I'm very excited. The new iPhones.
Oh.
You know, and they're doing they're going to announce the Fold thing, which is the most exciting thing they've released in years. But even then, you're like, what else can they do to this thing? What else can we do to any of the TV can't, the picture can't get any better on the TV. The movies can't look any better.
They're going to start to be like holographic soon.
I don't know. They tried that a little bit.
360 movies didn't really turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The sphere. You need a sphere in every town.
Yeah. There we go. Well, my correct opinion is if you're over the age of 21 and you're a man, I don't want to see you in a tank top.
Okay, this is good. Mm-hmm. I need to hear this.
Mm-hmm. You need to hear this? We're considering a tank top?
There was a vision.
Oh.
I go, is there a world in a fit? What if a guy is, even if a guy, and be honest, it's okay if a guy's really good arms.
It's like, then it feels like they're just like showing off.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is exactly what they're doing.
I think we can all agree, a guy without good arms doing the tank top trend is, I mean.
Bad.
Just humiliating, but. Yeah.
I think 21 is when we stop.
The Rock.
I like that. It's just The Rock.
Yeah.
And are you're talking about it all. Like some Jack Skiles will do this like a wife beater out and around. That's crazy. But then some do like the cool cutoff shirts. Is that sleeveless shirt. Is that okay? Cool sleeveless shirt. Like, try this. Try to just pull it.
Like, you cut off a t-shirt. Is that what you're saying?
No, no. Like, Derek, Google men's sleeveless trendy shirt. This is how I shop for things. it's like a sweater. Yeah, that's kind of a trend a little bit.
Oh, I see.
Or like, go click that dude, the gray. Yeah, something like that.
That one has a little like cap sleeve.
That's Yeah. You think that's okay? That's cool? I could wear that?
I could see Trey
wearing it. I could rock that to maybe like a kid's birthday party or something.
No, I don't think you should wear that. But I could see, it has like a little, it's like over the shoulder. I don't really want to see. Fine. I mean, some of the.
Yeah, guys, tank tops are.
It's just.
You've been seeing these lately?
Yeah. And like, especially like that picture of The Rock, it was like a black.
Well, he's
wife beater. Like, it just, it's, that's like trendy right now. And I'm, it's just.
It is trendy. Just wearing a wife beater.
Yeah.
To brunch.
I don't think we should be doing that. So.
What do you think of the, I love that take and I agree 100%. What do you think of the crop? That's the new trend, right? Dudes wearing cropped shirts.
But not like.
No, I'm talking about like the real crop where they're like.
Like,
basically, you'd see the like a midriff.
Oh, no.
Like, if they move a muscle at all, you're going to see some skin.
No.
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 It's fascinating, these trends.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be mortifying when our children come home with a trend on. I'm going to, and you know, mark my words, I'm going to have all these thoughts in my head. And I go, but they're trying to be cool kids. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. As long as it's,
you're going to want to say something.
Oh, as long as it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
They can try to be trendy.
Who knows what'll be happening in 20 years. They'll be.
No. Hopefully it's going to go.
Boys will be wearing. Like, yeah, it's my G-string.
Oh my gosh, Trey. No.
Popping out the jeans or something. Okay, yeah, well, who knows?
That's not appropriate. I'm going to sound like such a mom right now saying this. But I do hope that we're going to go like maybe in reverse with like the coverage. So like we've gone to the extreme of like. Essentially just being like
Sharia law
in what?
Crazy way to pronounce it, but yeah.
Sharia.
Yeah.
Sharia law. I apologize to all our listeners.
What are you saying?
Oh. I don't
know. What'd you
bring up recently? Oh, that was local politics. You're like, our very extremely famous local pastor is running for Senate. And she saw a sign they are yesterday and goes, is that the pastor guy? Oh, you've missed this the last 6 months? You've been a mom. You're a good mom.
Yeah, I did see
that. You find a good mom.
Where did I see that?
She wouldn't even know who the vice president is.
We're starting to, Thomas, like he like broke one of his toys and he said, it's okay, mommy, we'll just get a new one. And so I'm starting to kind of be like.
Amazon.
Just Amazon it. I'm like, we can't just buy things when you purposely break them. So we're starting to talk about money and what that means. But I feel like when he gets a little older, we are going to do one of these Cash App kid accounts. It's ages 6 to 12. You can manage them. It's like no subscription fee. And it's like helping them learn how to use money and like what it means when you have to pay for things.
Cash App, proud sponsor alert. So whether they're getting birthday money for grandma or like some allowance, whatever. You see it all and help guide the decisions along the way with this Cash App, you know, kids account. Their savings, their habits, their history can carry forward every step of the way from a parent managed account at 6 years old to a teen account at 13 to a full account at 18. So this is a great way to get them going for a little bit of time. New Cash App customers who are parents can use our exclusive referral code FAMILY10. That's FAMILY10 to earn $10. So just if you want 10 bucks and to try this out, here you go. Download Cash App. Enter the referral code in your profile, FAMILY10. Send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you will receive $10. Terms apply. Download Cash App today and open a managed account for your child. Visit our link in bio. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App Bank's partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank N.A. and pursuant to a license from the Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions. For the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Savings and offerings provided by Cash App, a Block Geek brand. Parents and legal guardians can open a managed account for kids 6 to 12. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. It's done. I'm doing it. I ordered a bit of a necklace. It's in right now. Dudes are wearing the little cool little necklace. And I honestly, I think it looks cool on a guy, especially, you know, we all know the jacked football guys, the guys run around. Micah Parsons, ever heard of him? He's one of the best football players in the NFL. He wears a cool chain. Good. He wears GLD, proud sponsor. So I'm going to wear the same one he does.
Okay.
Sick.
Cool.
Now I'm getting a little fitter. I feel like it looks cool.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think. And we'll see. But there, regardless, for the men in your life or for yourself, bro, you need a little something. We're always looking for gift ideas for guys that are impossible to buy stuff for. GLD, proud sponsor. Check this out. It's not cheap stuff. GLD uses only real gold. Every stone is handset, and their production process is on a completely different level. You can see it. You can feel it. It's not just hype. They have over 2 million customers and 50,000 five-star reviews. They've been worn by, like I said, Micah Parsons, Justin Bieber, ever heard of him? ASAP Rocky.
Oh, they even have watches.
They got all sorts of, jewelry. Men, great stuff for men. Nice weight, comfortable. They've got details. They have an official collab with the NFL. They offer every price point from the entry level, like 18-karat gold plated. Well, they also have, you know, really nice gold natural diamonds. You know, you name it, there's something on there for you, bro. Work hard and change the game. For a limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS to get 40% off at GLD.com. That's 40% off with code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, at GLD.com. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Tell us we sent it. Please support the show. So for the dude in your life, GLD.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS for 40% off. Let's get some submissions. We're going to hear from you, Rectis. Thanks again for all your submissions. TreyKeenan.com/CORRECTOPINIONS. Go there. Tell us anything and everything. We want to hear from you. Recti writes in, my correct opinion is that it's annoying when other moms ask questions in the group chat that they could easily answer with a quick internet search. I'm talking about the questions that none of us would know off the top of our heads. Like, can I bring my diaper bag to this event? I don't know, Lindsay. Can you put in some effort and look this up yourself and report back?
Oh, I like that one.
See, this is where women need a little... mouth Lindsay. See, guys do this. You know, they send something and then a guy sends a GIF that's like google.com. You know, it's like, look it up. And then a guy's like flipping you off or something. And we keep each other accountable that way.
Yeah, girls would never do that.
I just looked it up. I think the event says, you know, clear bags only.
I don't like that word.
Can I see your phone, please?
Why?
I'm not going to do anything weird. I just want to I want to pull something up while you continue your thoughts.
We're all busy. If you can Google it, don't ask us. It's when mom group messages should purely be for like, it's really opinion. Like, hey, does anyone like, who's used a diaper rash cream that works really good? It's like a, what am I trying to say? An experience question.
I just love, so I have a boys group chat and here's the girl, the moms. It's called Mamas. Has anyone ever used something like this for like a baby toddler cold? He's got a cold and the regular Stanley Mist just doesn't seem to be helping. One girl writes it. We have it. It works so good. Oh, thank you. Some other girl, I'm trying to prep some freezer meal snacks this weekend. If anyone has recipes that are easy and yummy, send them my way. Link, lactation cookies. Do these, so easy, and a great excuse to eat 2 cookies every day, smiley face. The dudes group text. Dudes group text.
Whoa.
One guy just sent, hey, whoa, look at the time. It's a watch with a beer can on top of it.
Hilarious.
Girls, just a picture of a child with a rash. She has the craziest rash in the world right now. We just want to give everyone a heads up because we're just contagious and I just hope no one got it. Oh, sweet girl, praying. Da-da-da. Guys, group text. A text of a dude in front of Arby's with the message on the Arby's sign that says steak nuggets are back. And we all loved it and said they're back.
Have you guys ever eaten those before?
Yeah.
You have?
Wow. It was a whole thing. When they came out a few months ago, we tried them. It was really better than you think. Oh. Protein.
It's just like the difference is just like a useful message versus just like
which one's useful. No, I don't want to see my kids anyone's rash.
It is useful. We're helping each other. Yours is just like nonsense.
Oh, it's so fun. What else we got here? Just a lot of sports, a lot of... You guys are so helpful in here. This is really... And you're not very active in it. Let's just text in it right now.
Say what?
Let's attack the week.
What?
Girls talk like that?
No, what do you
let's
mean?
Win the day.
No. If I texted something...
Random question. I think several of you, but do any of you have small kids tables in addition to where you eat meals? One girl and mom, we don't do small table, but I've really liked the little chair. We turned our baby activity table into a kid's table. Highly recommend. You guys are such good moms in here.
Yeah, that's what our brain is doing all day.
Yeah.
If I texted something out of the blue, like motivational or like something like that, people would be like, what's wrong with her?
Like, is it a bit? Before yeah. Trey has his phone.
Yeah. Is your stomach growling?
Crazy.
Yeah. Whoa.
Dude.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm absolutely starving, but we had Shake Shack last night. I'm telling you what, my correct opinion too is fast food's back. I think there was a minute there where fast food was under attack and we go, hey, we got to get away from that. We got to do all these fancy salads, this and that. I think we're coming back. Red meat's good for you. You know, some of this stuff. And we go, you know what? Maybe Shake Shack's got it figured out. Maybe Chick-fil-A is not so bad.
Huh.
It's meat. It's good. Yeah.
Interesting.
We need these bougie $20 salads. All right. More submissions. Again, send us in at treykino.com/correctopinions. Hey, Trey, Katie, and family man. My husband and I are California recties, Napa Valley. What's up? He's a lifelong Chiefs fan, and we're coming to Kansas for the Chiefs opening game. Kansas City. People really can't figure that out around here. Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas.
It's confusing.
It was about to switch.
Do what?
It's going to switch like it is in Missouri.
True. In a few years, then the Chiefs will be in Kansas. People, it's gonna. Anyway, Chios, we have fellow parents, three kids, back to back to back, so we get it. We missed the last show. We'd love to make the next one. But do you have any restaurant, bar, speakeasy recommendations while we're visiting? Oh,
fun.
Wow, that's interesting. Is he from here? Is he a Chiefs fan? Well, just make sure you come into town. If you only go to the airport and the Chiefs stadium, people go, what is this hellhole? You go, well, that, it's just buy nothing. Come into town. A few of my faves, because people across the country are like, why am I listening to this? Town and Company, City Barrel,
West Side Local.
Those are great restaurants, from fancy to more chill. And then what's a speakeasy? Speakeasies, like the speakeasy things dying a little bit. Good bars. I don't know.
What's the like tequila one? That's a
Mean Mule.
Mean Mule. There. That's fun.
Okay, enjoy. Go Chiefs.
We should get some bad advice sometime too. Just like go to Fritz down in the Union Station. It's great food.
Yeah. Do that. Go to KC, get a hotel in KCK, Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Kansas, maybe a rougher part of town. But actually, if you want to get real authentic, people don't realize Kansas City, Kansas has some of the best tacos and Mexican anywhere in the country.
Very good.
Great Mexican community, San Antonio's, just to name one. There's some great Mexican spots. Tacos El Gallo. You're welcome. Hey, Trey, Katie, and Derek. My correct opinion is that it's unacceptable to cut your fingernails in an office. For over 2 years now, the lady in the cubicle directly in front of me has been cutting her fingernails every few weeks. Not just one, all of her fingernails. I'm waiting for the day where one flies over the cubicle wall and hits me. And then 3 months ago, our company hired a new manager who sits in an office 10 feet to the left of me who also cuts his nails.
Why are people cutting their nails at work?
The sound is so loud that half our department can hear it. So I know now that I'm not the only one who thinks this is disgusting. And his office has a door that I know is capable of being closed. I have half a mind to use our company's employee hotline to report these people. I would appreciate any ideas on if and how I should say something to them or just report them anonymously. That's wild.
Yeah,
just
why
in
are
the
they
office,
cutting
just,
their nails in the office?
Yeah, she can hear them firing them off.
She's like, that's a grooming.
Just they're
thing
flying all. They don't care. They just land anywhere in the office.
Sure, surely they're like.
I think it's an HR. I think I would. I mean, you baller points if you just straight up confront your manager. Yo, this is.
There's no way.
Yeah, I don't. I think you gotta go HR. This is making me uncomfortable. It's disgusting, and it's a hygienic problem.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's kind of like, yeah, any personal grooming.
Claim one flew across the room, got in your eye, sue the company.
Oh, wow. There we go.
You do that.
Mm-hmm.
You go, hey, manager, I'd hate to get one of those stray nails in my eye and have to hire an attorney. Maybe say that to him.
Yeah.
And they would really get the point like, yeah. Oh my gosh, she means business.
I don't think that would be it, but.
Or out crazy him. Just clip your toenails.
Oh my gosh.
Look right at him and clip a toenail. See if he gets the message.
Gross.
Or maybe a subtle, like, you're at a meeting or something and you pull out your laptop and you go, oh, I think one of Brad's fingernails is on there. Sorry. He clips them. Like, make it funny like that. I would do that. I love a passive aggressive joke like that.
Or like it, like being like in your coffee, like, mm-hmm. Oh, wait, how's there?
Brad's
is there
fingernails in my coffee again?
Is there a fingernail here? Does somebody cut their fingernails at work? I think that would be a better one.
Oh, a little more innocent. Like, I don't think I. Oh my gosh, how's there a
is
fingernail?
There a
like,
fingernail
coffee?
Here?
Does anyone
do that?
No one clips their fingernails in the office, right?
Yeah, something like that would be better.
And then make him be like, I do, and I'm proud.
And then everyone would be like, okay.
And yeah, I'd be like, Trey, if I worked there, I'd be like, let me eat them.
Ew, it just be gross.
My son
me
eats
out.
Them.
I know, and it is so gross.
You know, tell you what, Grandpa, my dad is like, hey, son, stop chewing your fingernails. I'd be like, let him chew them. I've chewed them my whole life. I'm doing great.
Are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you?
I'm doing so good.
How's your stomach? You do have a lot of stomach issues, so I don't know. I think it might be the nails in there.
Well, I've done the MRI. You know, we function health with an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't email me like, you got a baseball-sized hunk of nails in there. They didn't flag it.
They didn't flag it. You're right.
I have a, okay, let's do one more real quick. Hi, Trey and Katie. My husband and I got to meet you at your Nashville show. Been fans from the beginning. What's up? Thank you. I was pregnant with my third at the time, and our kids are very similar to your kids' ages, so we relate to all the things you talk about. Okay, I need your correct opinion on a current trend in my friend group. Like Katie, I have a group of 7 moms that like to share a similar gadget among each other, except I'm the owner of said product, and I'm tired of people asking to borrow it.
Oh,
so for context, okay. What's the thing everyone's borrowing?
It's a ovulation tracker. Yeah.
So she goes, yeah. She goes, every time someone's child in the group has the stomach flu, they ask to borrow my green machine. Do you know what this is?
Oh, we have one of those, like the little green steam clean thing that I use on our chairs.
Oh.
So she's saying like to clean their puke?
Yeah.
She was calling me crazy, but I think it's gross to lend my personal shop back for another family's bodily functions.
Yeah.
Especially when you have it from Amazon for $89.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the brush literally touches the stuff. Gross. Yeah. Well, I've now been asked by almost all my friends at this point. It's usually for cleaning vomit or poop. Am I crazy? Like, please get your own. You shouldn't be able to have kids if you don't own a shop vac. Thank you in advance for your opinion. Love the pod.
Well, I fully support you. That's
fully on your side.
So, yeah.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves because like this, it's very strange in particular. Like people get on this trend of like, hey, let me borrow that.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, you have how many kids? Yeah, baby, we got one of these. Yeah, something like this. you have kids for years to come. Maybe in
just
invest in a little green machine for $90.
Yeah.
And that's growth too.
Super gross.
How much is the thing you're lending around?
$120.
$120. And you've shipped it to people.
No, it was shipped to me actually. And now it's been passed around here. It has gotten people pregnant across the states.
It gets people pregnant? People no. That's what's gross too, because you girls like pee on it and stuff?
No, it's just the machine. You pee on a stick and the side that is not peed on goes into the machine. So your pee never touches the machine.
So how does the machine know?
Yeah.
Because the
pee... You're totally gaslighting us right now.
No, I'm not.
The pee's got to go in there.
The pee is soaked up and travels through an enclosed plastic thing.
So is there pee in the machine or no?
There's no pee in the machine.
How does the machine detect
because
population?
It can read
through the
it.
Pee? So you're peeing on it for fun? Is it like, hey, just make sure it's warm when you do it? We suggest peeing on it to warm it up.
Let me show you how it works one day.
I get what you're saying. And you fundamentally know that there's pee-pee going in that machine. What?
There's not.
You're not going to gaslight your way out of this, honey. You and your sicko friends are swapping
there
pee.
There is no pee in the machine.
You're swapping tinkle. All across America with a dozen different broads. You're sick.
Let me explain to you. When you get a paper towel wet and there's enough water, does the water absorb up through the entire paper towel?
Depends how much water.
Oh, exactly. So you pee on the open side of the stick and there's a covered in plastic side of the stick and the pee is absorbed into the plastic part and the plastic part has a little window. That is plastic also. And that goes into the machine. So there's no, it is all covered in plastic that goes into the machine and it reads it through the window.
Well, and how many women use this? A dozen? You don't think maybe one or two pees like a racehorse? Got a little carried away? That thing's got urine on it.
Well, I have always wiped it down with Clorox wipes before and after I use it.
Disgusting. Arguably more gross than the shop vac thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Overall, pee is more sanitary than puke. So. Mm. Also, I'm the one who's lending it.
It is so funny. We've had random parents. Well, no guys asked to borrow anything ever, but random moms be like, "Can we borrow that one thing?" And you're like, "It's $39." There should be if it's over $100 and it's like a one-time use. I get it.
Yeah, if you're going to really wear it down, then we shouldn't be borrowing it.
Luckily, everyone's like, there's starting to be a little car seat. Can we borrow your car seat? You just need to get.
We did borrow someone's car seat once to test it out.
Yeah, I'm sure they were irritated by that. And we apologized to whoever that was. We didn't know. And now as people get into it, you just got to get your own car seat. You're going to trash this thing. It's disgusting. They pee in it, which I guess you and your moms enjoy, but I don't. And they go, let's all pee in it.
Well, we did get our car seats.
That's why you girls recently. Go to the bathroom together.
No.
You guys pee in the same toilet?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just confused.
What?
They go, if we both pee in this toilet, but we never actually touch the pee, it's fine. Thomas is big right now. Like, Dad, when you pee, don't flush it. I'll pee on your pee.
Yeah, he thinks that's really cool.
He got that from you. That's that's your genes coming out. So I'm going to teach them. If it's yellow, let it mellow. Or what's the phrase? Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, how long have we been?
B2.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's get to... Let's do a clip or two. Sure, let's see what we get to. Play this... play a clip for me. Got a few today. You sent me one. You found some elderly influencers or something?
Yeah, and it was really sweet.
That's awesome. A day in the life of like 80-year-olds.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay, what do we got here? Oh, pickleball.
So Brian shows up at pickleball.
Yeah, open play.
And he's 67 and he thought he was apologizing for like missing a shot.
Yeah. He said, I'm getting up there in age. I'm 67. Oh, stop. You're a baby.
Because you're 83.
Right.
And
OD is 85.
God. And yeah. Who's the other friend?
And Jenny is maybe 81, 82.
And the 80-somethings run for the ball, like...
Oh, of course.
I love that you think that's so obvious. And you can jump.
Of course, we jump all the time.
And you run for the ball.
Yeah. And we run for the ball. We do all those things.
Oh, my God.
That's so cool. Of course we do.
So Brian
shows up. And I love her.
Women, can you imagine being 67-year-old man? Like, let me try to get some energy for pickleball, and you get bullied by a group of 80-year-old women.
I love it so much. It's
this, is what pickleball's become. It's scary. I could never go play pickleball. I'd get beat and bullied by 80-year-old ladies. This is when I did, like,
it'd be good for you.
I did triathlons like twice, and the amount of like 55-year-old ladies that I was a 21-year-old boy, I mean, they were bullying me. Come on, man, I could be your grandma. Bullying me.
Maybe
I'm trying my best.
Maybe it's good for you.
I haven't had a vegetable in 2 years. I'm doing great.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. You did that in college.
It's so funny to think about just 67-year-old man. Sorry, I'm a little old. You're a baby. What? Woman was in, looked fantastic. What? How does that work? How does an 84-year-old, somewhere on their deathbed, somewhere running around playing pickleball?
She
probably ate a lot of steak.
She probably didn't have any steak.
She probably had a lot.
She probably stayed active.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll be looking like that, 84?
I hope so.
Think we'll be alive?
I hope so.
If you had to bet.
Yes.
What? How long do I live, if you had to guess?
What do you
if
mean?
If you had to guess.
If I had to guess.
I just have a bad feeling you're going to be like 98.
I hope I live to 100.
You want to do that? Mm-hmm. I've long said, why would I... do that? Why would I want that?
Well, if it's like my great grandmother, then that's how I'd want it. She lived an active, she like gardened. She was going up and down stairs until she was like 98.
How old was her husband?
I think she was alone for like 50 years.
Yeah, you're going to be close. I'm going to be lucky he's 75. Feel pretty strongly about
Why
that.
Why are you saying that? That's
yeah.
Horrible.
You live such a nice, peaceful life. You know, I'm always hurting or. You know what I mean? You just do everything in moderation. It's very nice and you're very stress free. And I'm.
It's good for
there's
me.
There's no way.
Yeah.
My third heart attack will get me.
Stop! Oh my gosh.
Okay, we'll see what else we got. We got another clip to react to. I do 100 would be.
I said if you're like.
I kind of want it now that I have kids and stuff. Now I see the appeal a little more.
Like how cool for a while, to see
like,
your.
Why in the world would I want to?
Like her great granddaughter, I was in high school. Like that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys share pee stuff?
Yeah, that's how. That was kind
the
of like
fountain
her
of youth.
Secret. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Parents getting out of the door.
To write a birthday card.
Okay, a birthday card for who?
Why haven't we left yet?
You told me to write a birthday card.
Did you pee?
No.
We're leaving now, with or without you.
Don't leave without me.
Now, was that hard?
We need to leave in 14
does every,
seconds.
Has every parent done that, though? I guess we'll leave without you. It's the last attempt to get a kid to obey you. You threaten to abandon it.
I've never done that.
You're all right. You're not coming inside. I guess we'll leave you. Even she stood her ground for me, our daughter, to the very last moment. I go, come out the garage. No, come on. No, we're going to leave without you. Okay, bye. Okay, you're going to stay there by yourself? Bye. Okay, no, bye. Garage door shutting. Bzz. Bye, Eva. She's just sitting back there. Bye. And the last second, you just hear the scream.
That's
and then you
horrible.
Open it back up. You go, okay, come on.
Don't do that again. The main thing I saw in that video was... Did you see how high the doorknobs were?
Yeah, I think in Europe it's because they can like open it with their teeth. I think when their hands are full, their teeth are shaped like a hand over there. So in the UK, a lot of times they have it up there because when their hands are full, that's why they can grab stuff with their teeth a lot better than us.
I mean, it seems really inconvenient, but it seems great for kids And they have you really old to be able to get out of the door.
Yeah, someone needs to build like a toddler. We need a different form of homes. Hey, do you have toddlers? Buy a house in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And just from the ground up, it's just toddlers can't escape it.
Yeah.
The handles are at the top.
Yeah.
There's no windows.
Oh gosh.
There's just windows on the ceiling, so they can't like break them or smudge them.
Okay.
Yeah, what else? This is good. No carpet anywhere in the house. No felt anywhere. My gosh. Felt? Who created felt? What monster they go, hey, if that gets wet, it's ruined.
Velvet.
And then you look around, like every piece of furniture in our house is velvet, apparently.
We
have velvet walls, I think.
We did.
Everything's velvet.
Go for that look, which as I was doing that, I thought this is a bad idea, but I just kept doing it. So now I know.
It's so funny. Before we were deeply in it, we furnished this house. Our bar stools are white. We have things that are white.
I also, as you're purchasing those, thought, this is dumb, but I still did it.
The green machine works good, though.
It does. I use it like every 6 weeks. It kind of gets them back.
Yeah, I think what else? There'd be no carpet. There'd be...
I mean, you might as well just like make it like a padded house.
All the decor and the trinkets and they'd be glued.
Yeah.
Be screwed into the...
There's no sharp corners.
Uh-huh.
There's a fenced in yard for
doggy
sure.
Doors. I think we should normalize doggy doors for humans.
What
on the back door, like go out, if they can come and go as they want.
Oh,
to that doggy door.
Oh, wow.
Did you have a doggy door ever?
No.
Oh, so much fun to go through doggy doors as a kid.
I've never been through a doggy door.
So much fun.
It's not too late.
You could fit through one.
I don't think Snatched. I would. I don't think I would.
Snatched. Okay. Dang, girl. You could fit through a doggy door.
Yeah, that's the new compliment.
Okay, Katie, I want to watch this one more. Get us wrapped up here.
Wait, this is the one I sent?
Yeah. A day in our life as 82-year-old couple.
82 years old, and this is our morning routine. And honestly, it never changes. It's about the same every single day. My husband goes to his so-called office in a nearby village to do some work and enjoy a coffee or two and an omelet. I wake up and get ready for the day and make a coffee and go say hello to my sweet girl.
So don't feel bad.
After that, I usually go into the studio and start a painting. And by that time, Don gets home and says hello. Not too shabby.
Oh,
we're 82 years
be us.
Old, and this is our
You'll morning. Do a painting?
Yeah.
What will you paint?
The Tuscany village that they look like they're living in.
Where do they live?
Kansas City, Kansas.
Her voice, I was expecting her to have an Italian voice. I didn't listen to it. I just watched it. It definitely was American, but it didn't look like the U.S., did it?
No.
I mean, she said village, the nearby village. No one says that here.
Modern day postmaster is... She said, this woman, shout out Alice Williams Artist, Instagram, modern day post impressionist artist sharing life, painting, and province with my husband. Is province of what she's sharing, or is that the name of a town she lives? Where do they live?
I don't think that's a town or a village, as she would
say. Oh, should we just retire to a village?
Yep, we should.
A village.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Make a village here.
Yeah.
We need better communities. I had this whole theory on better living and how we need to implement it here in the States.
Mm. How would we do that?
Break it down for us.
Walkable spaces. Multi-generations is actually living together, too. I think that's important.
I do. With both of our parents are so great. They get up here pretty frequently.
Yeah.
But... like when we grabbed a coffee this morning, I saw like a mom and she had two kids and her mom was clearly like meeting them out. And I just thought, wow, that's probably just like their Tuesday morning. That's nice.
Boomers downsizing when it's time, actually.
Nice. Yeah.
Instead of buying up more homes.
Yeah. It's, that's definitely the big draw towards that. If they want to, just be in a walkable area. See people. I saw something funny. Someone just kind of we're basically everyone's desiring living in a small town. They're like, hey, you can do this if you just move to a small town. Like, ew, gross. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
like this to happen in the heart of New York City, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of just describing a country town. Yeah. There's like, what if we, the house is really close. We could walk. And there was like one shop and one grocery store and their family's all there. And you go, yeah, just any town in Kansas. Well, no, not that. Gross. It needs to be on the Alps, the Swiss Alps, please.
I mean, zoning has made it so, like, in our neighborhood, we have to go, like, a couple miles to, like, any type of restaurant or anything like that.
So, like, I did see a post about yeah. this. It was breaking down, like, post-World War II boom. Of course, everything's about money. These rich guys said, hey, we're going to... it was always the live wherever you want, kind of no rules. And, you know, we're going to do these kind of neighborhoods and developments. And we're going to make it illegal to build multiple homes on a property. Crazy. And when you think about it, it's like kind of insane. Because I think of our rental houses that we fixed up. And like any good young man, I got through social media and thought, oh, if I just get like 12 rental houses, I'll just never work again. And then rental houses are a total nightmare. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
We still have two, though.
We have two. They're going.
They're going.
And had its ups and downs, but it was a single property with two homes for sale. And we had to go through this whole ordeal with the city of Kansas City where they said,
yeah, I forgot about that.
Where I go, they're two distinct properties and they're old and they're abandoned. So we fixed them up. But then they're like, hey, this area is not zoned for a duplex.
Yeah.
And this is what you got here. So we need to we need to make this two distinct properties. This was clearly a multi-generational, like, two large houses right next to each other living there situation however many decades ago. And so we had to go through this painstaking process to just make two buildings go from being one property to two properties. Because they're just like, that's just illegal to do. And you're like, what?
Which then also meant that, like, because they're so close to each other, we had to, like, reside them to
well, the like
fire safety
zoning rules
because now they're like two separate properties.
Well, that was just added annoyance and cost, but I mean that makes sense. But
I mean, it does make sense. It's just
the idea that like I can't just buy this property and build a house in back. Hey, can I build a house out back for my dying parents? They go, no, that's against the law. That's
crazy. Yeah,
is kind of wild. And yeah, I think there's clearly a push. I mean, you see the Carlton Landing in Oklahoma. Yeah. It's like a famous cool example. Mm-hmm. He just took a big plot of land and made this like adorable little walkable community. And now people are paying. This is the problem now. People want it so bad. You know, like only rich people can do it right now. But those houses in the middle of Oklahoma on a very unattractive lake are $1.5 million.
It is.
That's how much people want that.
It's the same person who did Seaside, right?
Something like that. Or that was his inspiration or. They hired the same person.
When you had your show in Oklahoma, I did DM and try to invite him out because I think his stuff is cool. I just wanted to like chat with him, like, "Hey, what's
sick!" Here?
But he saw it later. He's like, "Oh, dude, I would have totally gone." Anyways,
oh, nice. Yeah. You responded to him. Cool.
But
that'd be all. Yeah, shooting my special. He's like, "Hey, this is the guy who did Carlton Landing. Good to meet you, man." Oh, he's raking it in. Him or someone else doing an identical thing in Oklahoma City now. But then you do get a little bit too. You meet someone from there and you're also like, is this a cult? You
know, it is borderline for sure.
A little culty, a little commune-y.
Mm-hmm. Living, work, and play should all be in the same area. It should not be separated where you have to jump in a car to do all three.
That's what people want, yeah. And it's definitely starting, the work from home, all that. Mm-hmm. Basically we got a taste of it this weekend. I'm going to ask my whole family to move in.
Oh.
And you'll share a bathroom with the girls because you love that.
We're going to need a bigger house.
Thank you, Recties, for listening every week. It means so much. And please review it and share with a friend because this continuing is really like kind of our marriage depends on it. It's the only time we speak. And so this is really, really helpful to us. Mm-hmm. Sit down and catch up.
Yep.
You're great. Love you.
Love you.
Dress looks good. I like that dress.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I asked you several times, so thank you.
Yeah. This morning, this dress isn't good, right? We had to really talk about it.
Well, it's just like I'm pulling some like older things out of my closet. I'm like, are we still? I don't want to be that mom that is like, ooh, she bought that 5 years ago and it's really obvious.
Okay, but I think that'll be fine. We don't need to always be buying new things, right?
No, but I think that we shouldn't.
I want to buy something so bad, but I can't because you're going to see the box tonight. And you're going to
buy it. What do you want to buy?
Well, it's like when I spend $100, I spend $200 because you go, ooh, me too.
Are you?
Which I get.
Do you want to buy something outrageous?
No, I don't. I feel like I need to. The trends, I need to keep up with the trends. The whole, these, I just wish trends wouldn't change, but they do.
They do.
I was a big sneaker guy in my early 20s when all the, get the Jordans, the cool stuff. And now guys are just wearing like, I don't need to walk around with big old colorful crazy sneakers. I need some adult man shoes.
Mm. Like what?
Anyway, we'll talk about it later. Love you guys. Okay. Give us 5 stars. Share with a friend. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.